Post Office News leads the Too Good to Miss roundup. Another bumper bundle of items you would otherwise have not heard about. High Easter is set to benefit from the expansion of Finchingfield's mobile post office service from next month, but the Wethersfield service is closing down. The Dunmow area village's existing outreach service at Snug at the Garage is set to close, with the new mobile service to operate from the Village Hall car park every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. starting on May the 10th. Meanwhile, Wethersfield base mobile service will close on April the 30th at 4:30 p.m. due to dwindling customer numbers. Customers have until May the 9th to submit feedback regarding the new changes by phone on 03452 660115. Watchdogs have rated childminder Kimberly Hopkins outstanding following her first inspection in 6 years. Kimberly of Saxon Close Halstead received the highest Ofsted grading possible due to the quality of education, behaviour and attitudes, personal development and leadership and management on offer. According to the report, Kimberly uses her expert understanding of children's learning styles and interests to provide an environment that inspires, motivates and challenges children's thinking. Plans to provide insulation, a new kitchen and bathroom and plumbing and electrical works in a listed almshouse at Swan Street, Sybil Headingham, have been submitted. The trustees of the Webster Almshouses Trust are seeking to modernise properties which, according to the application, have not seen any improvement since the early 1980s. Each almshouse will be renovated individually, enabling the residents to be moved in between homes while work is being carried out. Braintree Council will have the final say on the plans. Amended plans for two signs at the entrance of the controversial Burnham Waters retirement community site have been submitted to Maldon District Council. A covering letter attached to the application confirms the difference between the two applications. It reads, "The current signs are not intended to be illuminated. There were 220 entries for the Finchingfield and Cornish Hall End Horticultural Society's spring show, covering flowers, floral art, cookery, handicraft, children and photography. Trophy winners were Flower Cup Liz Drain, Children's Shield Harry Lonergan, Cookery Shield, Linda Turner, Handicraft Trophy, Kate Worrell, Floral Art Novice Cup to Iggy Gwynn, and the Floral Art Shield jointly by Liz Drain and Linda Turner. The maternity bereavement team at Broomfield Hospital, known as the Blossoms, have won 3 national prizes. They scooped titles of Bereavement Team of the Year, while individual members won a Compassionate Award and a Community Award. Retired RAF man, 99-year-old Flight Lieutenant John Cooper, was able to sit in his maiden flight, Tiger Moth T6055, after 80 years to Stowmarie's Great War Aerodrome. Renumbered as G AIDS in 1946, the plane is kept flying by Stowmarie's pilot Terry Dan, who now co-owns the aircraft. Braintree Village is holding a 3-day discounts event offering extra money off designer fashion, kitchenware and sportswear. The cash saving arrives from Friday, April the 26th to Sunday, April the 28th at the outlet stores on the site formerly known as Freeport.